Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
My next guest is an inner fitness strategist and coach. She is committed to sharing the nitty-gritty aspects of developing your well-being so that you can be fully alive and thrive in your life. She offers skills and practices that will help you to rectify past hurt, headaches, and pain, and you transform into self-confidence and personal power. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Tina Lifford.
Hey, Rashawn, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, where are you at right now, my friend?
I am in Vancouver, Canada, working on a film, and I have been away from my home now for almost 6 months. I did the first 5 months in New Orleans, where we shoot Queen Sugar, and then I was home for 2 weeks before I came to Vancouver to shoot this this movie that I'm doing, this sequel.
Well, we know that, you know, that you on the screen, you're a recognizable face. Being a recognizable face, what advantages does that have, and are there any disadvantages to what you're trying to do with your life now?
You know, I believe that much of how we experience life starts on the inside. And so I actually am in a rather great position as an actress, even though I'm on a hit show. Queen Sugar has quite a lot of fans. But Aunt Vi and I actually look different. You know, Aunt Vi is we look different. So when I'm in the airport, I don't get the same sort of attention that the guys get.
Right.
And I like that. Mm-hmm. But let me also say very clearly, it is because of fans and an opportunity like Aunt Vi, mm-hmm, that my other passions and entrepreneurial pursuits are supported.
Right.
So I am good with, you know, connecting with fans and making sure that I am thankful, mm-hmm, for this opportunity that I am experiencing, because it's helping me to not just fulfill my passion, my other passion,
right,
it's also helped me to build out my platform.
Right. And I want to, and that's what we brought you to sort of talk about your other passion. But before we move off of Queen Sugar, you know, you are working with, or associated with two of the more powerful females, not just in Hollywood, but I think in just social circles. That's Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay.
Absolutely.
Oprah has transformed the game, not just for African-American women, but women, period. Becoming a billionaire, becoming an entrepreneur. She was a talk show host, and she understood how to use the media to build brands. and Ava DuVernay, who Netflix series has garnered it was the most watched Netflix series in the history of Netflix.
And I think When They See Us has been nominated for 16 Emmys.
Absolutely.
That's how powerful that series is. So if people haven't seen it, they really need to tune into Netflix to see When They See Us.
Tina, I can't tell you who I voted for, but I am a Emmy voter. And
yes.
I knew about that 16, so I kind of like got to back off a little bit on all that nomination talk. Because I don't want to lose my voting privileges.
I don't mind saying who I voted for.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
I mean,
there you go.
If you watch When They See Us, you will experience the power of television, mm-hmm. the power of film and media. And I think that Ava is telling stories about our communities in ways that not just deserve this kind of recognition because she is a consummate filmmaker, but also, you know, it is very important to our dreams, to our ideas of what we can achieve in this world, to be able to see ourselves, to mm-hmm. see ourselves in all the iterations that represent us. And so I applaud that in Ava's work as much as I applaud her consummate filmmaking abilities.
Cool. So what is your takeaway when I mention the name, when I say Oprah Winfrey? What is your takeaway when I say Oprah Winfrey?
My takeaway is committed. Mm-hmm. I think that Oprah understands who she is and the game. And I think that she understood that coming in long before she had the power that she has now.
Mm-hmm.
She was constantly, I'm guessing, because I don't know. I've
Absolutely.
Been in Oprah's company just 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that she is a person who is constantly refining who she is.
I agree.
And she comes to the table being smart enough to also leverage the intelligence, know-how, and wherewithal of others.
I think
that that's really, really a key component in leadership and success, being able to surround yourself with the right people and being able to leverage and quickly leverage talent and great ideas.
That's amazing because I feel I have been around her more than 4 times. Been fortunate mm-hmm. to be able to sit in the room and listen to her talk. But I have not been around Ava DuVernay. So I've only been able to hear her talk from afar, watch her work. What is it like being around such a talented, I would have to say visionary, who...
She is a visionary. No question about it. She is a visionary. And Ava has one of the sharpest minds I have encountered. She, the way thought hits her mind and comes out of her mouth mm-hmm. is admirable to me, you know. And she is always clear about what she is saying and is very forthright in my experience about what she says.
Cool. Hey, Tina, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, I introduce you as an inner fitness strategist and coach. We're going to dive into all that. I got a ton of talking points that we're going to talk about, but I wanted to get the Queen Sugar out the way because that's important to the brand that you're working with. It's important to people to know the 360 life that you live. You're able to accomplish that at such a high level. Listen to what she's doing at another level. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversation. My guest on the show, we talked about, you know, her acting career. She's in Vancouver right now doing some acting. As they say, pays the bills. That's one way. I love her because it's called multiple streams of income, because she has that going on and she has other things going on that, in other words, put different checks in that mailbox. And that's what we're all about. She's an inner city fitness strategist and coach. She's committed to sharing the nitty gritty aspects of developing your well-being so that you can fully live and thrive in your life. She offers skill and practices that will help you to rectify past hurts. Let's talk about that. Red Dad would say past hurts. What does that mean, Tina?
Well, it means that the one thing that we all have in common, the one thing that every human being across the globe has in common, is the experience, and often the unresolved experience, of some hurt, drama, trauma, upset, disappointment, or fear. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about our hurts, dramas, traumas, upsets, disappointments, and fears. And the problem with that is that our nervous system, we have not learned the actual nature of our nervous system. Do you know that when a gazelle is fleeing the chase of a lion, mm-hmm. once the gazelle gets to safety, it actually takes some moments to shake. It shakes its body, not just because it's nervous, but it shakes its body willfully as a way of releasing the cortisol and the hormones that were used for the flight. Mm-hmm. We human beings have these experiences in our lives, mm-hmm. and a lot of times these experiences become locked in our system, mm-hmm. in our tissue, mm-hmm. because we aren't aware of how important it is to let those past experiences complete themselves so that they can move through our bodies and out. But what happens is that it gets stuck inside. We wind up then having some sort of shame or secrecy that has now entered our lives. We move into some level of judgment, and all of those energies work to keep us in a surviving state as opposed to a thriving state. Wow. And we need to learn this information so that we can work with ourselves more consciously and proactively and take charge of the insanity that is going on inside so that we can thrive.
That's powerful. You know, when you talk about that physical release, you'll see that in sprinters, you know, when at the end they'll shake and they'll tell them to walk, yes. slowly walk around the track to just to jog.
That's
off.
Right.
You know, sometimes you'll see it when you take advantage when they tell you on a treadmill, it has that cool down session. That's what that's all
that's
about.
Right.
When you're exerting
that's
yourself.
Right.
And in this case of the gazelle story, it was exerting itself because it was out of fear. It was trying to survive. So that
right.
pushed the level of stress in that animal's body that is nature's told him, you got to relax. You got to
right.
like shake it off. In other words, shake it off. Shake
that's
it
right.
off. You just
that's
can't
right.
you can't keep
that's
operating
right.
at that same level.
That's right.
And that's what people
that's
do
right.
with hurt. They don't shake off the hurt. They don't shake off the pain. And so that pain
That's
stays
right.
with them in relationships. That pain stays
That's
with them
right.
how they treat their children. That pain can stay
That's
with them
exactly
how they
right.
work. And if they don't shake
That's
off
right.
that pain, or they don't shake off
That's
that hurt,
right.
then guess what?
That's
They're
right.
only hurting themselves internally, which can shorten
That's
their
right.
lives, which can affect their health, and more importantly, affect their relationships. That's what you're saying,
That's
right?
exactly right. That's exactly right. And when it comes to shaking off hurt, drama, trauma, upsets, and disappointments, actually, you know, there are literally physical exercises that include shaking the body. But when we are talking about that internal landscape, the, you know, mental, emotional, and spiritual landscape, one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves to resolve the past is to actually acknowledge it. So many people are walking around with things that took place in their lives, And they learned some sort of message that they're just supposed to swallow it, mm-hmm. act tough, get over it. And when shame is involved, that often includes not even talking about it. But it is through acknowledging, literally saying, this happened to me. When we can actually just acknowledge to ourselves, you know, it's wonderful to start with ourselves. If you can acknowledge to yourself and then maybe one place, one other person where you feel safe, mm-hmm. where you feel like you can say this without feeling afraid of being judged or without feeling like it lessens you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the gazelle shaking it off
in the wild. Shake it off.
You hear what I'm saying?
You know I'm with you. I'm with you. Come on now, let's talk about this Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour that's coming to Atlanta September 14th at the Riverside Epicenter. It starts at 9, ends at 2 on September 14th. I'm talking to Tina Lifford, star of Queen Sugar. She also is a star of Getting Your Life Right. Telling you to shake it off. And I'm telling you something. Don't ignore what she's saying. She can say a lot of things on this show. But that past hurt line, that's why I pulled it out. Because that line right there is destroying people every day. Because they don't know how to say, walk away from the moment. They hold it. That extends into so many things. They don't know how to say, I'm sorry. They don't know how to say,
that's right.
They don't know how to forgive.
That's right.
The hurt she's talking about isn't always a physical hurt. It's not a broken leg. It's not some surgery that you need. It's emotional. Emotional hurt and stress is destroying people. So tell us about this Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour that's coming to Atlanta September 14th at the Riverside Epicenter.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited about the Atlanta date. We've been doing the tour. Atlanta is our fourth stop. And in a nutshell, the Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour is about disrupting the old patterns in your life, just disrupting everything in a fun, interactive, uplifting, transformational kind of way. It is about realizing that the status quo, no matter how it shows up, is part of the problem. When we live our lives today, mm-hmm. the same way we lived them yesterday, we are building a grave for ourselves. We mm-hmm. are putting ourselves in a box that mm-hmm. doesn't have enough light in it. And so the Inner Fitness Outer Beauty Tour gives us an opportunity to talk about, experience what it means to disrupt unhappiness. And literally, we are going to right there, you know, within the time allotted, we're going to experience ways of being able to just lift your spirit and your mood and have a higher idea of yourself, set an intention for your life about what's possible, mm-hmm. and then learn ways to like get back to that intention over and over again. And then we are going to disrupt this whole concept around sex and sexuality. Mm-hmm. There's so much misinformation out here about sex, and there is so much good to be found in our sexuality. So we're going to examine and explore what it means to live a juicy life. And that's not what you think, you mm-hmm, know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to learn one powerful technique from a yoga instructor by the name of Ona Hawk. You don't need to bring a mat because we're going to be sitting in this beautiful epicenter. But anytime, whether you're driving, you're at work, you know, you're standing in the shower, you'll be able to employ some of the information that Ona's going to share so that you can recenter yourself you know, and breathe in a way that will lessen stress and move you to a place where you are more open. And when we are more open, there is a greater sense and a opportunity for hope and possibility to emerge. And hope and possibility are powerful actions that we take in designing and moving our lives towards the experience that we most want.
Awesome.
But then the part that I am also super excited about is I'm bringing my celebrity stylist and friend Jay Boland to the stage, and we're going to disrupt the whole idea of style. You know, one of the things that I love about working with Jay is that we both love putting together things that aren't supposed to go together. And we slam them together and, oh my God, it becomes a slaying moment. Well, he feels that way about everything. So he loves the curvy woman as much as he loves the twiggy woman.
Right.
You know, he loves the opportunity for women to flower in who they are and then dress that.
Awesome.
You know, flower in your spirit, which is what the inner fitness part does, and then we're going to dress that spirit, and we're going to own the style, and we're going to love our bodies.
I'm talking to Tina. This is the Inner Fitness Audi Beauty Tour. It's scheduled to come to Atlanta September 14th. It'll be at the Riverside Epicenter. Tina, you have a book coming out in November. I want you to come back on my show. It's called The Little Book of Big Lies. The Little Book of Big Lies.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing.
Yeah.
I hope you consider me a friend and come back, because I'm going to read the book.
I do.
And also, when you, I'm going to let you know, Rashawn McDonald will make himself available for any of your panels, because I'm already connected, because that past hurt hit home with me, because you're speaking the truth. And people need to understand that sometimes when you hear the truth, you run from it. But if you go to this Inner Fitness Outer Beauty, not only will you walk away uplifted, but you walk away a better person. Tina, thank you for coming on my show, Money Making Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll be back.
I know you will, and I appreciate you.